You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp? I'm an accomplished ventriloquist?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh, I am a seventh-degree imperial yo-yo master. Oh, do me, yo-yo master. I want you to do me because you're the yo-yo guy.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a sunny Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Everybody got their weekend plans set? Because I just found out I do. What are you doing this weekend? Saturday, I think I'm going to play some early golf.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go to the park and play some hoops with my daughter.
Okay.
Then I have a buddy who's throwing a huge St. Paddy's Day rager.
On Saturday night?
Yeah, to the point where he is actually calling for a group of us to buy cases of Guinness. This is not going to end well.
That's not going to end well.
And then Sunday's going to be beautiful, and he's going to mosey around and enjoy the weather.
Must be nice. I got to work this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you got Winterhawks?
Saturday and Sunday.
Here or
double,
there or both?
I got double duty. Saturday's in Seattle, Sunday's in Portland.
Ooh. Can I maybe turn that around for you?
Sure.
You're going to make more money this weekend than me.
That is true. That is true.
So yeah. You got that going for you.
Wow, I do, no faith spreading the line this weekend?
Am I going to, what am I betting?
We pull that as a drop? Can that be the new Swigart noise? Hey, you start with Blazers Pels on Friday night, man. Catch a fever.
Gonna pass.
Okay, hey, let's start the final hour with this. By the way, it's our story coming up in 10 minutes. We'll see if we have some time for the college scandal. We got other NFL notes we need to get to. Whole bunch of stuff still to come. But we talked about this the other day. Whenever James Dolan is in the news, he's just fun to make fun of. He's the owner of the New York Knicks, and he got into it with Charles Oakley a couple years ago. And then just the other night, they were losing to Minnesota, and a fan, as he was walking out of the building, we played the audio for you, but Dolan was walking out, they were losing the game, and the fan hollered at him, "Hey, sell the team!" That was it. Yeah, pretty safe heckling in my mind. Hey, sell the team.
Well, Russell Westbrook's was worse.
I would agree with that. And Dolan, not happy, and he started shouting at the guy. He had security apprehend him. He had the guy questioned by police in the bowels of Madison Square Garden. This didn't turn out well. Well, James Dolan then went on. By the way, he's gone on this whole tirade about media coverage and articles are written. The whole darn thing. Well, he went on the Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN, New York.
And new number one, by the way.
Yeah, they beat Francesa. Here is his take on the situation.
It appears that the this gentleman and his friends, right, planned to do this, mm-hmm. right? Just before the game, they cleared their profiles out, right? We have video, which I think we've supplied to you, mm-hmm. which shows them moving from one side of the arena to the other and pointing at me. And
the way you were walking out.
Where I was walking, right? And saying, to set this ambush up. And they did. And, you know, and then as soon as they were done with it, it was immediately sold to TMZ.
Would you call that an ambush? That's kind of an aggressive word, isn't it?
Use the word he was ambushed.
He's also a right guy.
Ambush.
So I went and got coffee, right?
Right.
Then I went home.
Right.
And I saw my wife, right? What if he says something and he's wrong? Does anybody say, no, not right, James?
James, that's wrong. That's wrong, actually. He also said that he should not have taken the bait.
Not for nothing, but, I shouldn't have taken the bait.
You walked right into it.
I did. You know, I will say, you know, we had just lost again, right? Yeah. I get very frustrated with it too.
You're tanking. What do you mean? You're too frustrated? Like you're shocked that you lost? You're the worst team in basketball.
He's a terrible owner.
You're worse than Cleveland by 3 games.
He is a terrible owner. He went on a tirade about the media coverage and talking about how all these newspapers keep writing negative articles about him and the team, and they're biased against him in this whole thing. And one of the editors in New York, I can't remember. I think maybe the New York Post or one of the sports editors out there, essentially released a statement and said, when there's something positive or if there's ever something positive to report about the New York Knicks, we will report it. Until then, we're going to continue to tell the truth. He also answered the calls. Everybody wants him to sell the team there. Knicks fans hate him, as his fan yelled, sell the team. Here he is on that.
First, I'm not a quitter. I don't do that. And so, just for the record, I am not selling the team. And I am not quitting. And neither is Steve, and neither is Scott, and neither are any of the players. We're going to keep coming there. We're going to keep playing. We're going to keep developing and working and doing what we think. And to be honest, most of the fans get it.
You're quitting on the season, so somewhat of a quitter.
You're not a quitter.
You notice he didn't name David. He didn't say Fizz.
Wow. That is a big, giant bubble that he lives in.
It's got to be, right?
Most of the fans get it. No.
The fans hate you.
It's so bad.
No.
He has banned New York Daily News reporters from covering the team.
He thinks they're trying. He says they are actively rooting against the team and giving unfair coverage.
Which I think that was the editor that responded, but basically saying, like, give us something positive to talk about, and we have no problem reporting positive news.
You hired Phil Jackson, Isaiah Thomas. You've signed no big players outside of Amari Stoudemire. You bored LeBron James in a pitch meeting.
You traded Porzingis.
You traded Porzingis. Like, what do you want people to do? Bow down to what you are?
Given all that and knowing who they're going to work for, why in the world would Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving want to go play there?
When that was the report that came out just a few days ago, is that KD may be rethinking. I think Broussard had that. He's rethinking because of the media.
Well, because the report came out, too, how badly they botched the LeBron James agent meeting when he was leaving.
I'm still not going to get off. I think KD still finds a way to go to the Knicks.
Yeah, he was asked about that during this interview as well, about the LeBron James not picking New York. He said, quote, I don't know why he didn't want New York, but clearly he was not interested in playing in New York ever for whatever reason. I can't read his mind. That was his response.
Yeah.
So this is one of those moments. Portland's obviously in flux because we don't know what's going to happen with the Blazers. This is just another one of those firm reminders that, you know what? Ownership really matters.
Paul was pretty damn good.
He was pretty damn good. He was a guy who didn't make a ton of money at times. He dumped a lot of his money into the team. He was always fine going over the salary cap. Yeah. He was always aggressive. And you know, maybe tanking at times would have worked better for the long run of the organization, but he was so competitive, he wouldn't allow himself to do it. It reminds you when you see stories like this of just terrible, terrible owners, whether it's in the NBA or other sports, how fortunate Portland was. And it again makes you cross your fingers that whatever the future holds for the organization, because look, at some point they're going to sell and they're going to make a ton of money off of that thing. You just cross your fingers that you get one that continues to be invested and is not a James Dolan in Portland, because that's a disaster.
Dolan reminds me of Jan at the tail end of her Office regular appearances, where she's jamming Hunter's song all the time because she thinks it's amazing. Living in her own world. I make candles. They smell terrible.
What are you doing, James?
You want to invest $10,000 into my candle company?
What are you up to these days, James? That is so
bad. You guys want to hear me play guitar? I'm better than Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, this douche opens up for the Eagles and throws fans out of his own building.
You guys love me, right? We're going to play, right?
How far up your own rear end does your head have to be to try and think you can get away with stuff like that?
It just looks smarmy.
I'm not a quitter.
He's just not a quitter, though, you know?
Actively tanking, and he has the stones to say, I'm not a quitter.
How many years now have they been tanking, too? Like, this has been an ongoing thing for them.
Well, purposely tanking, I would say that this year really was the first. The last couple years, they've sucked. So, not an easy question to answer.
He's not a quitter, though, okay? He's not a quitter. He's going to ride this thing out. James Dolan on the fan in, in New York.
Can't wait for him to sell the team in, like, 4 months.
What a weird situation right now in New York, because you had the Yankees, who were supposed to all along get Harper and Machado, didn't get either of them. Then you have Odell Beckham getting traded. You have this whole thing going on with James Dolan and the Knicks trying to tank but thinking they're going to get stars, trading Porzingis. Le'Veon Bell joins the flux and is playing for the Jets now. Yeah, it's a wild one in New York right now. So there's the owner of the Knicks. He was on the radio trying to explain why he tossed a fan out and had him questioned by security. He said it's because the fan ambushed him. Simple as that. He also said, by the way, that he was planning on, before he found out, quote unquote, that the whole thing was staged by the fan, and he has the evidence to prove it.
What, they talked to each other and walked near where you were going?
He said he was planning on inviting the fan back and having him do like a meet. He felt bad. He was going to invite him back and have him do a meet and greet with the players.
Right.
He was going to own up to being in the wrong, but then the evidence pointed to it was all staged. It was all the setups.
He was ambushed. I love that
word. He was ambushed.
Does he think when fans or people do these kinds of things, it isn't planned? He freehanded that one. He just shouted it. Came out of nowhere, didn't expect him to say it. Doesn't he know that's how this whole thing works? Is that people are like, I'm going to say this to
There's
this
James
person.
Dolan. That guy's a terrible owner. I'm going to yell sell the team at him as he walks by.
Hey, LeBron, Jordan's better.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I didn't plan that at all.
Didn't plan it. Didn't bring your cue cards. By the way, in the Pac-12 tournament, first game is officially over. Arizona's done. USC moving on, Cal, Colorado tipping off in a half hour.
Him and Paul Allen, the one thing they have in common, they love to wear the same outfit every time.
Yeah.
What is that with billionaires?
The common man outfit, too.
But, like, what is that?
Right.
The MVP.
You can't.
Did he just play us off stage?
I think he just played us
he
off
played
stage.
He played you off stage. He did.
All right. Well,
shut your mouth,
I'll
Sprague.
Turn the mic off.
Hey, we'll get to some NFL stuff coming up in the final hour. Answer the poll questions. And if we have time, we'll get into that college scandal that's been going on. Now it's time for your favorite segments. Favorite segments. That or story next on The Fam.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. Stat or story time. We'll get back into the NFL coming up bottom of the hour. Earl Thomas has a new home. Haven't talked about that yet today.
Is Eric Berry going to be a 49er?
We also haven't talked about the 49ers and their move that they made yesterday.
And then Salem product Tyrell Williams. Took his great season with the Chargers and got some cash going to Oakland.
Parlayed it into some money. So we'll get back into the NFL coming up in 12 minutes. What do we got today, Swigard?
Your first number, 224,895. 224,895. Is it the total number of points that have been scored in the NBA so far this regular season?
What?
Or is it the amount of $360,000 in initial investment money the 27-year-old mayor of Fall River, Massachusetts, has been accused of spending on personal items and his campaign that caused him to be recalled by vote, but then elected again to the same office the same day in the same election?
They reelected him after, really?
Yeah, so the ballot was two things. Do you recall the mayor? And then there were like four candidates.
And they voted him back in. Oh, I want to know this story. I'll say this is a story.
I'll go stat.
It's a stat.
Damn it.
Yeah. Total points scored by all teams in all games in the NBA this year, 224,895. No, $230,000 of the initial investor funds to develop an app that this 27-year-old mayor, by the way.
He's a youngster.
In Fall River, Massachusetts, Jaisale Correa. He didn't step down, so he was accused. There was a lawsuit going on of defrauding investors in this app. He pled not guilty in federal court. So they said he was buying fancy stuff and funding his political campaign to run for mayor. Designer clothes, a Mercedes, jewelry, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, God.
And so there were 4,500 voters signing a petition to force the recall vote. So he was recalled, but then received the most votes. And
what was
still
it say
mayor.
The percentages? Like, well, what was the vote split?
I didn't see the actual results.
Did the town know that it was being recalled?
I think so.
You think so? Because why would you vote for him then?
That's a pretty dumb town. I'm not going to lie.
I was going to say, yeah.
Like, you can't, you're voting
you know
yes
what
to recall
they're most known
him?
For? This little town up in Massachusetts? This is where Lizzie Borden, remember trial back in 1892? She was acquitted of killing her father and stepmother with an axe.
That's right. I was at that trial. God, Lizzie was insane.
Yeah, she's a little wild.
This is basically a town full of the parents from
like
Abducted in Plain
000.
Sight. The parents from that documentary.
Like size of Gresham.
He's stealing money.
I had a comment on what Swag just said, and I held back.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
What?
Nothing.
No. Move on.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. Be better than that, Fall City. Be better than that.
Your next number, 51. 51.
51.
Is it the number of three-point field goals made by C.J. McCollum since the All-Star break for the Trailblazers? Or is it the age of a South African snorkeler who was unknowingly swallowed and subsequently spit out by a whale?
I just watched
in
this
the
video.
Indian Ocean.
What?
The video is insane. This guy, so these divers are by this big school.
Okay.
School of fish.
School of fish.
And they're ones that whales regularly just come up, open
yeah,
the mouth.
School of sardines.
Yes. And he couldn't see through the school. And the whale, from the camera angle, he's just swimming. The whale comes up and half his body, the only thing sticking out are his legs and waist. And the whale just takes him down. And everybody's like, whoa, what just happened?
That guy just got swallowed by a whale.
It quickly spit him out. He emerged like less than 20 seconds later.
What was that, like Pinocchio?
Like Jonah.
Jonah, yeah.
I didn't see the
51.
Age of him, though.
Okay, three since the All-Star break. I know he was good last night, but he's had a lot of ups and downs. He's had a lot of games where he hasn't made much.
Did you catch the stat from Lamar?
No.
He's had 5 games of 7 three-pointers this year.
How many of those come in the second half? I'll say Story.
The guy looked like he was about 51. Just to be different, I'll go stat.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It's a story. CJ's made 35 threes.
There you go.
He had a couple of 6 and 7 point, but he had a lot of 1 for 7s,
yeah.
1 for 6s.
How many games have they played? I guess that was kind of a dumb guess by me.
They played like...
Well, they had the long road trip.
Yeah, they
seven
had the long
on the road.
They played
9,
like 11
10.
Or 12 or something yeah. like that.
Yeah.
But yes, 51-year-old... South African Rainer Schimpf nearly swallowed by a Bryce whale. He was near Port Elizabeth Harbor, and there were a series of photos catching him. And so, there was a big school of sardines. And so he told a newspaper there was no time for fear, any emotion. He knew instantly what happened. He knew the whale had come, taken him. He instinctively held his breath, assuming it would dive down again and spit him out somewhere in the depths of the Indian Ocean. Bride's whales, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, can dive for 5 to 15 minutes, reaching depths of 1,000 feet before needing to come back up for air.
What's your head do at that depth? Does it just explode? Because
it implodes or explodes. I don't know which one.
I remember
when
I was
outside, it'll
snorkeling in Hawaii.
How much does it change being? Does it change at all being inside of a whale?
No. Because it's pressure.
I don't know.
But I
a little insulation,
like a shield.
Yeah,
like it's a submarine.
Yeah, he's hanging out in the whale.
Because I remember when I was snorkeling
in Hawaii.
He's all
plugged up. They don't have any open holes.
A rando dropped their goggles. And we were probably, I think from the where we were down to the ocean floor, it might have been, I don't know, 25, 30 feet. And everybody was trying. They're like, oh, I'll go get them. I tried one time. Dude, I got about not even maybe halfway and my head started hurting. And I was like, nah, it's not worth it. I'm out.
I'm not grabbing these.
Dr. J apparently hanging out at the Pac-12 tournament. Random.
That is really random.
Where's his... Where's his estranged daughter? Remember that story?
I do.
I
have no idea.
Why do you guys get all quiet when we point out
that's such a random thing
real
to bring up?
Stories.
Such a brand. That's the first thing you think of when you think of Dr. J?
Dude, that was a big story.
Sure was.
He had a pro athlete daughter who he didn't have a relationship with because he slept with her mom and then just quit caring.
I got a fun Dr. J story actually the other day. A buddy of mine, his dad is like a real avid golfer in Denver, and he went and played through company connections. He got the chance to go play Augusta. for 2 days.
Oh, man.
And he showed, and like they were like, hey, can you be in Augusta tomorrow? And he's like, yes, dropped everything, got on the next flight, went out there, was staying at a cabin on the course. And he was there. He played 2 days at Augusta, and there was only one other foursome out there. So there were the only two foursomes for the 2 days
that were
there. That's
got to be such an amazing feeling.
In the other foursome was Dr. J, who apparently was a really nice guy.
I've heard great things.
Bellied up to the bar at the end of the night after the rounds. They were all staying on the compound there at Augusta. He played golf with them for 2 days.
Where does he rank for people of like awe factor? He's got to be up there, right?
I think that's a generational thing.
Mm. Oh, his son plays a cow.
Oh, there you go.
That's the reason he's there.
Because I didn't get to watch him play live, but...
Oh, he was amazing.
You just spent 20 minutes watching Dr. J basketball.
One of my favorite teams was their 83 title team with the Sixers.
Yeah.
In NBA history. That team was so much fun to watch.
One of two teams in the 80s that weren't the Celtics or the Lakers to win the championship.
Final number is 46. 46. Is it the total number of touchdowns scored by Le'Veon Bell, including the playoffs so far in his NFL career? Or is it the number of goats that have been reported stolen over the last 2 months in Fresno County, California, that has baffled local law establishment?
People looking for lawnmowers.
46 touchdowns, you said, by Le'Veon Bell?
Yes. Including the playoffs.
Including the playoffs.
That sounds like a stat to me.
Story.
It is a stat.
Damn it.
It is a stat.
Why weren't there 46 goats kidnapped?
How many goats?
61 goats.
Or goat-napped, I should say.
An unusual crime wave. This is from the LA Times, sweeping through Fresno County. More than 60 goats, so 61 goats, valued at roughly $27,000, have gone missing the last 2 months in an area spanning less than 20 miles. Investigators think the thieves going in at night, getting through the fence,
nabbing a goat and leaving.
And they can't figure out. So apparently they're dairy goats. So to make, you know, a little chev, goat cheese.
I got a goat by my house.
My neighbors have goats.
Yeah.
And it loves my dog. It used to have another goat with it in its fenced area, and that goat disappeared for whatever reason. And now I actually feel bad because it seems like a cool goat. It's just alone all day.
Just hanging out. He wants a friend.
When he sees my dog,
he gets all excited.
It perks up, runs right to the fence. We did it the other day. My dog actually didn't seem to be aggressive towards him.
Yeah, goats are really cool, man. I like goats. My neighbors built this like contraption in their backyard where they like climb on and play on, and it lifts above the fence so it can see into my backyard. And they freak me out sometimes because I'll go out there at night or in the morning, and there will be a goat standing on top of this platform just staring at me as I walk into my backyard.
My wife wants goats one day.
She wants goats?
Yeah, she really wants goats.
Let's do the
goat thing. She thinks they're really cool, and they make sure you don't have any crazy, like, blackberry bushes.
Yeah, they eat all your stuff back.
They'll eat that.
Mow your lawn.
Your neighbor still have a goat?
Three of them.
It used to just have one, didn't it?
Yeah, they multiply.
Have you made friends with the goats, though?
Yeah, they're nice goats. Yeah. We talked to them. I talked to them in the backyard. Yeah. They like watching the dog, Bubba, play fetch, you know? They'll stand up there and watch him, entertain themselves for a little bit.
You close to your neighbors?
No. Close to the goats, though. Nice goats.
I have zero relationship with my neighbors.
Yeah, I don't talk to any of them.
It's like a door to car, car to door.
Yeah. Mow the lawn, wave, got my headphones in. How's it going? All right, see you later. There you go. Saturday story every Wednesday.
How did we not get any goat humping sound?
Yeah, a little disappointed in
Come on. You had the face, too. Like, I knew they were going to bring that up.
A little disappointed.
Got distracted.
Now I kind of want to Google that during the commercial break. Hey, let's get back into the NFL, shall we? Oh. Is that the end? Doesn't take much to make Swigard go. That's it. But now I want to toss it to him to a sports center even faster than I possibly can.
That was the face he was making while he was doing it.
Because I was acting like a real goat having sex.
You were Goat Man. Remember Goat Man? We wanted to interview Goat Man on the show. He wanted to hump the goats.
When I read that piece that he really wanted to have sex with a female goat, I was out on that interview. Yeah. I'm like, I can't talk to this guy.
He loved the aroma. Okay, let's get to some NFL notes. There's a whole bunch we haven't gotten to yet, including Earl Thomas has a new home. That's next. Hey, welcome back in. You come for the goat sex noises, you stay for the NFL. Because it's been a busy couple of days in the National Football League. Biggest one probably happening at least today, this morning, locally, and that is that Earl Thomas, some folks kept wondering where Earl Thomas is going to go. Could he return to Seattle? The safety market's been off the hook the last couple of days.
Been off the chain.
Off the chain. He is not a Seattle Seahawk anymore. He is signed with the Baltimore Ravens. It is the richest deal for a non-quarterback in the history of the organization. A four-year, $55 million deal. 30 million, I
32
believe.
32 guaranteed.
32 million guaranteed.
22 in the first nine months.
And this is a defense that has lost C.J. Mosley. They lost Terrell Suggs. They lost Za'Darius Smith. So they had to replace some guys. Eric Weddle, of course, leaving. They released him, so he didn't leave. But so they lost some big household names on their defense, and they have added Earl Thomas to the richest contract in team history outside of a quarterback deal.
And I think it should be pointed out, although he has that claim, he is the third highest paid safety right now, behind Tyrann Mathieu and Landon Collins, who both got deals with Washington.
Which makes sense. They're both younger.
This is a huge win for him. I mean, highest paid or third highest paid, you're talking about a difference of like $250,000 here. He won. He won. His battle with the Seahawks, he won it all. He came back. He didn't want to. He got the tag. He suffers a bad injury in Arizona, gives the team the middle bird. Everybody doubts how much he'll really get because he's 30 years old. He's got wear and tear. He's coming off a major injury. And Baltimore steps up and says, we trust it. He is an Ed Reed 2.0 for them, a vet who can come in, lay the wood against AFC North opponents like Odell.
Yeah, you need it now with Cleveland's weapons on the outside.
Like Juju in Pittsburgh. And he won because he got 32 guaranteed. And if he can see the life of this deal, which would put him to 34, and that seems unlikely, I know. But if he can, he's walking away with $55 million. Good for Earl Thomas. I hated watching him come back with that injury. I didn't blame him at all for feeling the way he felt about Seattle, especially given what he had given to that organization. And anybody that thought there was a chance the Seahawks could save this, like there were people in Seattle that really thought there was a shot here.
Yeah, at some point he'll come back home.
I thought there was a better shot for Antonio Brown being a Steeler than Earl Thomas putting aside what had happened and being a Seahawk again. So good for him getting paid.
Yeah, he flipped the bird on the field. That's usually something that's tough to overcome. So he's moving on. And Seattle is an interesting case study now this offseason. I mean, Frank Clark hasn't gotten the deal. And he differing reports, I'm saying it, initially it was he'll play on the franchise tag. Then lately the reports have been he doesn't want to play on the franchise tag, so you better figure something out. You lose a weapon like Earl Thomas, who, look, I know he got hurt. What was that, week three? I mean, that was early in the season that he went down last year at Arizona. So they proved that they can play okay without him, so maybe it's not that big of a blow. But not a lot of additions, at least, in terms of some of the other teams. And it doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all. If you have to go spend money, it doesn't necessarily always translate directly to wins. But they've had a relatively quiet offseason. The other team I view that, too, is the Colts. The Colts went into the offseason with the most salary cap in the NFL. The highest amount of salary cap. Most money to spend. They haven't done anything.
I believe they just signed.
They re-signed one of their own players.
I thought they had signed a free agent earlier this morning.
Well, it's not necessarily a household name if I don't remember it.
Well, here's the thing with Colts. I do believe their new GM, Chris Ballard, is an incredibly smart individual. And while they have cap space, I also don't think he wants to overreact to that cap space. You get two GMs. You get GMs who overreact and spend all their cap.
And, no shame.
Oh, fair. And then you get GMs who kind of view it and say, we can spend some money. We don't need to overindulge ourselves here with talent. Like, could they have gotten Le'Veon Bell for that price? Absolutely. Is it worth it to them? No. Marlon Mack rushed for 1,000 yards. Could they have tried to trade for OBJ? That's something I kind of wonder. But I think last year they actually went ahead of where they should be schedule-wise for their, not rebuild, but their kind of retooling of their program, their team. And I think Andrew Luck coming on and playing as well as he did, them overcoming, what was it, an 0-5 start or a 1-4 start?
Yeah, bad start.
That surprised everybody. I'm not sure that they're going to overreact to what that season was. And they trust that guys are going to develop, get better. They'll have the cap space. They'll sign the smart players. I really like their GM. I know they haven't dove into the whole signing of superstar players or players who are good. I'm not going to take that and hold it against them. I still think they can be a really good football team next year, potentially win their division, and we'll find out where they're at. Another team that hasn't signed anybody yet, Houston. Houston didn't sign Earl Thomas.
They
lost Tyrann Mathieu. I know DeAndre Hopkins is great. They didn't go out and really go get a wide
tag
receiver.
Clowney.
Tag Clowney. Haven't reached a deal with him. I'm sure he's not happy about that. So it's not like the Colts are alone here. They just had, I think, the most cap space.
Yeah.
And understandably questionable, but I trust where they're going.
Yeah, the other notes, as we mentioned, Matthew, he joined Kansas City, which then culminated in them separating with Eric Berry. So there's another safety that's now on the open market. We'll see where Eric Berry potentially ends up. Another one of those great redemption stories. Matthew will be a good addition to Kansas City. That's a defense that's lost a lot of pieces, including D Ford, a trade that went down yesterday. Kansas City sent D Ford. We'll see if he learns how to line up on sides to San Francisco. And this culminated in the Niners giving him a multi-year deal, I believe a five-year deal, somewhere in the range of $87 million. So they trade for D Ford. They give him the contract extension that he wanted. So Kansas City losing Houston and Ford on the outside pass rushers. Barry's gone, but at least they added Matthew to the mix, and D Ford now bolstering what is already a pretty good defensive line in San Francisco.
I mean, Kansas City needs to save money. They've got guys they're going to need to sign to big contracts in the coming future. They're going to go draft in a defensive line draft that has a lot of depth, and they're just going to hope that those guys come in, they evaluate right, and they're the next Justin Houston and D Ford. The interesting part for the Niners is they get D Ford. I believe Eric Armstead's option was picked up as well. You still have Solomon Thomas and DeForest Buckner.
Mm-hmm.
They also have the number two pick, and many right. people don't believe they're changing their thought there. They want to draft Nick Bosa.
Because yeah, a lot of people are now, conventional wisdom is that Kyler Murray will go number one overall.
Right, and maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but I'm not sure Arizona's going to take Bosa unless we get a surprise on draft day. That defensive line isn't stacked with every player being great. I don't think Eric Armstead's been very good, but DeForest Buckner has been a monster for them. And Solomon Thomas had his moments. D Ford is a proven commodity as a pass rusher. And we don't know about Nick Bosa, but boy, they are really trying to set that up to be a defensive nightmare for their NFC West.
Yeah, two final notes. Mark Ingram also going to Baltimore. They added Latavius Murray in New Orleans, so he has gone to Baltimore on a $15 million deal. So Ingram and Kamara broken up down there for the Saints. And the other one, speaking of the Saints, Teddy Bridgewater, I've seen. He is apparently meeting with the Miami Dolphins today.
Yeah, and people had said that he was going to come back to New Orleans. And I think Sean Payton was even quoted of saying, like, who's your next guy after Drew? And he's like, Teddy's
yeah,
my
guy. He's weighing his options of if he wants, because apparently he's loved the culture in New Orleans. He wants to stick around and maybe wait for the Drew Brees thing to end and then be the guy. But if Miami's going to throw a starting quarterback offer at you.
And he's a Florida kid.
That's tough to say. Yeah, he's from Miami, went to high school in Miami.
Teddy Two Gloves might be going to Miami here.
Yeah, so that's just one to keep an eye on, as the quarterback market wasn't too deep this offseason, but he might be on the move to the Miami Dolphins. We'll see if he wants to stick around in New Orleans and be their backup.
Well, I actually, for all the criticism they got for Trent Brown and that contract from John Gruden, the one move I really liked that they did was Tyrell Williams, the wide receiver from L.A., Charger last year. I believe he's a Western Oregon grad, and he's a Salem product. So it's always a cool story when those kids can emerge and play on the biggest stage. They signed him in Oakland. I think he can really be complimentary next to Antonio.
They needed a lot of help on the outside, and two guys will help him down there in Oakland. There you go, wrapping up some NFL conversation. It has been a wild, wild couple of days in the National Football League, and there's still a ton we haven't even gotten to yet. We'll close out the show. Should William Macy be in prison? We have poll questions to answer, and we'll update you on the Pac-12 tournament. Catch the fever next on The Fan. Fun fact about the Pac-12 tournament, Cal's got a really tall, skinny guy that looks like Sean Bradley. I just learned that.
But he's not as good as Sean Bradley.
No, but he's goofy to watch run. So if you're looking for another reason to watch the Pac-12 tournament, there you go. Cal and Colorado going on right now.
By the way, a side NFL note that I just saw, TMZ, there was a video. Lamar Jackson was trying to film a new jewelry piece that he had on his wrist.
Uh-huh.
The ice. And in filming that, people noticed he was filming it while driving, going 105 miles an hour.
Not ideal.
I would expect a Colin rant tomorrow to open the show about how he's off Lamar Jackson as a quarterback now.
Not ideal. What? I don't even want to get into that.
Couldn't just wait to get to the mall, no, get to your house and take a picture of it while you're not driving 105 miles
in the driveway. You could pull over. Do you have to do it in your car? Why don't you do it outside the car?
Was Schefter going to steal that picture and break it first like he did on SVP last night?
Yeah, that was wild. If you missed that, he broke the news of Le'Veon Bell live on SVP. We have the, here's the audio of it.
And everybody's waiting to see the terms of the deal.
All right. Someone's calling.
Not, am I allowed to take it or not?
You can do what you want to do.
Hold on a second. I got to take this. Hold on.
Right. Oh, wait. You want to turn his mic off. Mic off.
Mic off.
Not a hot mic. Not a hot mic.
Okay.
Not a hot mic. Not a hot mic. You can call him back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. What are we doing?
Okay, so Le'Veon Bell, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Got a tweet.
Talk about
Vamp
yourself.
For a second. Vamp for a second.
I was a minute ago. Stanford Steve went 2-0. They got a gambling show.
Is he going to wear number 26?
I don't know. Is that taken? I can't. Any great Jets wore that number?
Mm, right. Can't think of any.
We're texting. This is compelling.
Yeah, hold on.
All right. Tweeting, texting. There's Stanford Steve. That's what he looks like.
Hi. Right.
What else do I
okay,
have?
Okay, here we go.
All right, here
there we go. Numbers.
Here we go.
Le'Veon Bell, 4 years, $52.5 million with the Jets.
That's how it works.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
I flipped over in a commercial break of the Blazer game just as that was happening.
You're like, what is going on?
You can just see VP.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and answer it. What the hell, Adam? You do whatever you want, buddy. So that happened last night. That was pretty fun.
He had to tweet that out.
Got
to
tweet it out.
He couldn't just say, Scott, I have to go do a follow-up. I'll just tell you quickly right now, 4 years, $52 million, 35 guaranteed, and then just left the set. Right. Like that extra 2 seconds yeah. was going to make or break.
Yeah, you got to get the tweet out. Got to get the tweet out. Somebody would have stolen the thing.
People probably would have seen it on TV and been like, yeah, Schefter broke it on TV versus, I don't know, Rappaport or somebody else tweeting it.
They're watching SportsCenter at the time and they tweeted it as their own. We do have a couple of notes, by the way, just to update you. Lori Loughlin, she has turned herself in.
Yeah. She was filming in Vancouver.
She's not on the lam anymore. She was up in Canada doing a Hallmark Channel home movie
or something.
God, that
sounds
bad.
About her career, though.
But I guarantee it's a Christmas movie, too, but I bet that thing was awful. So she's turned herself in.
That's a good point.
Felicity Huffman in the clink?
She got out.
Yeah, she got out. They bailed her out for, I believe, $250,000, but that has led to people asking the question. So William H. Macy... is her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He went to the court yesterday. How is he not involved in any of this?
I'm going to guess this has to do with people that actually signed documents. So if you were the one that signed whatever to go to the school or financial aid agreements or all those sorts of things.
But he knew.
He knew.
Come on.
Have any evidence on you, what are they going to do?
Somebody made the sports analogy this morning of the Urban Meyer's wife.
Yeah, Urban and Shelly.
Like, what does she know? I don't know.
Shelly was claiming to know of the Zach Smith stuff, and then Urban was like, oh, she never shared that information with me.
Never,
he's like, oh, okay.
We never talked about this. Yeah, I'm sure the wife was writing checks out of their bank account for like $500,000 to get their kids into school, and he had no clue about it.
That guy.
He wasn't in the loop at all.
So the individual that is basically at the forefront of this whole scandal, he made upwards of $25 million from people trying to get him to make these bribes happen.
And he just flipped and dimed on everybody.
And there's people that right now, the richest parents at USC, they're actually really concerned that he is going to out them and evidence will come out.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that haven't been caught yet that they got their kids into USC.
Tip of the iceberg. I love it. Bring them all down.
Felicity Huffman's daughter took the pre-SATs. And she got a 1,000, which I think it's based on a different model now.
Yeah, they've added, there's a writing segment, so now it's 2,400. There's three. Eight,
she got
so
a
there's
1,000.
Math,
okay.
There's out of the 24. Typical math. There's the English part.
I never took
part.
The SATs.
You
took ACTs?
I took the ACT. Oh. I didn't have to. My GPA was high enough.
So she got 1,000 out of 24. Mm. After they paid... the individual.
What'd they bump it to?
She got an extra hour and a half to take the test.
Uh-huh.
And then they basically corrected incorrect answers. And it bumped up to like a 1450, so it still looked believable. Because they didn't want to go over the top. I'm like, oh, a 2,000 out of 24. Good
job. Burn it down, baby. Burn it down. I love it. Hey, tonight in the NBA, keep an eye on the Nets and the Thunder play. 4 o'clock. That game's on ESPN. We'll see if OKC can hold that lead. You got a good game in the nightcap on ESPN. Golden State at Houston.
Oh, this person's saying it's back to 16.
What?
The SATs.
Oh, it is?
They returned the old scoring format.
Yeah. And then you have Oregon and Washington State right here on the fan tonight. So it's going to be a fun sports night. And Pac-12 tournament continues. Second game on right now. Cal's up 12-10 on Colorado. Catch the fever. If you miss any of the show, Let's Drive Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We'll tweet it out at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan.
No, as Cody points out, we've not changed the outro song
yet.
No,
we haven't yet, I know.
It's still a little Michael.
It's very un-PC of us. We talked about this last week. We need new clothes music.
Do you agree with that, Swag?
We're not playing Michael anymore.
Should we have to change our outro music because it's Michael Jackson?
Watch the documentary.
We've known about this. I know Dirt is this guy that's over.
I'm that guy.
He's
watch
reacting.
The documentary. Details change things, man.
No, he's a child molester.
They change things.
I didn't need to know the details of it.
You know you do, and you're scarred for life. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday, everybody. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.